Good afternoon. We're enjoying a mixture of sunshine and clouds today across interior New York and New England, with mild to warm temperatures and comfortable humidity, and highs should reach on average around 80 degrees by late day today. There's also a weak disturbance in the atmosphere that has to pass through, and this may touch off one or two passing showers, perhaps even a rumble of thunder and a burst of rain in a few locations, but anything that does fall will move through rather quickly, and it'll tend to be more dry than not through the evening hours. Overnight tonight, we'll pick up more clouds, and another disturbance will pass through early tomorrow morning. Showers will develop before sunrise, and a few will linger into the early morning period tomorrow, as highs reach once again to around 80 with a return to sunshine during the afternoon. On Sunday, we'll track yet another disturbance toward our region as this overall trough of low pressure continues to spin over southern and eastern parts of Canada. This disturbance, though, will move through during the afternoon, and there's a chance of a few passing showers then on Sunday. With a mixture of sunshine and clouds otherwise, highs will be in the middle 70s. More September-like on Monday, a dry day with lots of sunshine, lower to mid-70s, and back to the mid-70s with another dry day on Tuesday. Another system will head our way for Wednesday and Thursday of next week, and there's a chance of a few showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, a fair amount of sunshine again, with highs climbing upper 70s on Wednesday and back into the lower 80s on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for portions of the central and northern high plains into Missouri. Damaging winds and large hail will be the primary threats, although isolated tornadoes are possible over the northern portion of the risk area in Kansas and Missouri. And a nearly stationary trough of low pressure, the remnants of Dorian, is located about midway between the southeastern Florida Peninsula and Andros Island in the northwestern Bahamas. Associated thunderstorm activity is beginning to show some signs of organization in radar and satellite images, and gradual development of this system is possible before upper-level winds become unfavorable over the weekend. This disturbance is forecast to move slowly toward the northwest and north, bringing clouds, showers, and gusty winds to portions of the northwestern Bahamas and the coastal waters of southeastern Florida today and tomorrow. After that, the disturbance is expected to move toward the north-northeast and become associated with a front off the southeast coast. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 29 at Silver Lake, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with a chance of showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, with highs around 70 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low 61, the record high 97 set in 1975, and the record low 45 in 1976. Sunrise this morning was at 5:48 a.m., sunset this evening 8:14 p.m., 14 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with a few showers and possibly a thunderstorm this afternoon, and highs in the 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with showers moving back in by morning and lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mixture of sunshine and clouds with the chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm today, and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with showers moving back in by morning and lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with a few showers and possibly a thunderstorm this afternoon and highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with showers moving back in by morning and lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds with the chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with showers moving back in by morning and lows near 60. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds with a few showers, perhaps a thunderstorm this afternoon, and highs right around 80. Mostly cloudy tonight, with showers moving back in by morning and lows near 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning shower, then increasing sun, breezy, pleasant, near 80. A mix of sun and clouds, a passing shower Sunday afternoon in the mid-70s. Lower to mid-70s despite mostly sunny skies on Monday. A mix of sun and clouds Tuesday, mid-70s. Upper 70s on Wednesday and lower 80s on Thursday, both days with a chance of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.